Oh, Tyler Bowers, Oakland. Once again, I think, let me take you through it. Your head shake was probably like, shit, like now I've started something. Maybe not on purpose or whatever, but that's...
Yeah, I mean, like, I didn't start anything. Like, dude.
No, but you knew how it was going to go.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, I knew, like, it was going to be a shitstorm. You know, right. The bottom line is we went to that turn. I went in hot, like, right behind Cooper, and he stopped in the berm because he was sitting, I guess he was, I watched on TV when he was talking trash on me on the podium. He was setting somebody up, and I was coming in hot, and I couldn't stop. Everybody was clipping that off, and there was, like, I was laid on the brakes. You could watch my ass and skid into him. It wasn't like I tried to kill the kid, so made contact. I gave him a good elbow, and, you know what I mean? Like, he went down. I almost went down. Shook my head on the way out. Like, damn. Like, that's not going to be good. You know what I mean? But, you know,
well,
like.
I got to say, sorry to interrupt you. I watched the replay, and, I mean, I need to look at it, I guess, like a Zapruder. I thought you didn't expect him to turn down like that, and you came in, like, underneath him and kind of, you know, racing deal. But I guess with your reputation, with what happened last week, with what happened at A1, you knew that this is going to come down on you. And people on my Twitter feed are very angry.
Well, what happened last week? What did I do last week?
No, but, like, you know, people are going to think that you got him back for last week. You know what I mean? Which is fine. I mean, like, well, he didn't do anything last week. He passed you great. Like, whatever. It's racing.
Yeah, it's racing. You know, like you said tonight, I didn't mean to kill him. You know what I mean? I did kill him, but it's like I was so close on him, and I was basically looking at my front tire. That was my downfall all night. I was looking right in my front tire, not riding ahead of me. And when he stopped in that corner, I drilled him. You know what I mean? I was on the brakes. I just couldn't stop. And, you know, that sucks, but, like, I'm not going to sit here and just let somebody talk trash on me on the podium or, you know, anything like that. It's like, it's a racing incident, and he's pissed about it, and I understand why he's pissed, but it's not like I meant to do it. But, you know, it's easy for a little guy like that to be able to push. Like, he cleaned out Mookie in the heat race. He was trying to clean out Nelson in practice, and Nelson shoved him off the track, you know. Like, he ain't making no friends out there either, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's so aggressive too, man.
Yeah, yeah, and the thing is, like, I look like a bully, so, like, I fit. Like, if people want to dub me the bully because I came from Marina Cross.
Good point.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, if I got to play that role, I'll play that role. But, like, if he's going to talk trash, I can definitely do it on purpose a lot harder. So he got that elbow right then on accident. Wait till he gets an elbow on purpose.
Well, now we live in the world of black flags and retaliation is no-no. But
you think I've never been docked positions before? You never think I've been black flagged?
No, I'm aware.
Hey, how many times has Coop been to jail, all right? He's racing a grown-ass man now, so.
Yeah. Just get your tickets now for A3. Yeah. The race itself, besides that, maybe you're pretty steady. I saw, you know, it was probably consistent laps if you looked at your lap times, but you weren't that pumped on it?
No, man, like, all day, I was riding this track like I was lost. I had no, like, line that was mine out there. I didn't know most of the rhythms. Every lap I'd do something different. It was all the same speed, whatever you did, but there was nothing I stuck to. So I was basically lost out there on the main event. And, like I said, I was staring at my front tire, which is why I, you know, collided with Coop and then didn't make any progress after that. You know, I was just not riding good, bottom line. So I'm going to go home, pull my head out of my ass, and try to win an A3.
Track looks sketchy. You look like it broke down pretty good.
Yeah, it did. I don't know who got that great idea. Let's, like, just soak it in practice lately. It just, like, last, like, three rounds have just been muddy in practice. Yeah. So it broke down in practice a lot. They didn't fix it much. And, like, the lips of the triples were getting real nasty, like, real big ruts in them and kickers. And then I think that's part of why, like, Rocks encased the finish line and or the triple. And
Tickle did the same thing, too.
Yeah, Tickle, too. So it was hard to get a drive for those big triples with all the ruts in the lip. It was kind of sketchy. So track broke down. The moisture came out at night, and it brought, you know, the track to break down more and also be slick where it wasn't breaking down. So it was a rough weekend for me, but I'll take a fourth on a rough weekend.
Yeah, four rounds down. How's your return to Supercross coming for you?
I mean,
as a whole,
I guess it's all right. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't got that win yet, so, which I know I'm capable of. But you know, I guess it's all right. Staying pretty much on the podium, second, third, or let's do this: 3, 4, 2, 4 is not too bad, I guess. So those wins will come, and I'm gonna go get them.
All right, thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks a lot.